It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The New York Police Department is trying a unique approach to try and cut down on the number of juvenile offenders in the city by targeting those most at risk. The goal of the Juvenile Robbery Intervention Program, or JRIP, is to focus on the individual. The tactics are unconventional. Sometimes it means an officer making a house call to check in as a sort of friend or mentor. Officers also monitor social media like Facebook and Twitter and create dummy profiles. So far, the program is small, involving only a few hundred teenagers in East Harlem and Brownsville, Brooklyn. But the NYPD has given presentations about the initiative in conferences across the country. Here with us to discuss her story on this is New York Times reporter Wendy Ruderman. Wendy, hi.
Hi, how are you?
So in your story, you describe what police are doing as kind of an intervention, I guess. Tell us how this works, and how do the police choose which teenagers to target?
Right. So what the police department has done is they've narrowed in on two specific neighborhoods, the Brownsville section of Brooklyn, teenagers who live in public housing and have been arrested for robbery within the past year. And then the other neighborhood is East Harlem, and it includes the entire 23rd precinct. And these are particularly crime-prone neighborhoods. The criteria is that the teenagers have to live in either one of those areas. They have to have been charged with robbery or arrested for robbery within the past year. And they have to be under 18 years old. And the teenagers actually don't have a choice. They're basically flagged in every police database in the city. So as soon as they get rearrested, if they do get rearrested, they instantly are red flagged and it pops up right away.
Also talk about how the officers sort of almost befriend some of the teenagers, buying them gifts and creating a trust with them, right?
It's almost like getting them addicted to kindness from an unexpected place in some of these neighborhoods, the police department, where they will really like draw the family in by showing them a different side of policing. So if a family member, let's say, needs to get to the doctor's office, they'll actually come and pick you up and bring you to the doctor's office. You know, if they need a Metro card to get to a job interview, they'll give you a Metro card to get to the job interview, and really at the same time isolate the teenager from the peers with whom they have been committing crime.
Now, we're talking neighborhoods where there are some controversial tactics like stop and frisk. How do the officers kind of get this relationship going with not only the teenager, but with the family where there is not so much trust of the police?
These police officers just keep going back, even when the doors are slammed, even when people curse them out, yell at them. I mean, they're not welcomed in a lot of these homes, but they keep on coming back, and they're careful not to ask the teenager about the robbery they committed. They're there and they say stuff like, you know, we want to help you, we want to help you succeed.
Are there any special training policies for these officers? It sounds like not only are they, you know, policing, but they're also social workers.
Well, that's interesting that you say that. I think if you were to bring up the word social worker or even imply that it's social work, a lot of these officers really bristle at that. These officers tend to be officers who've been on the force for a long time. And as one of the detectives on the task force told me, look, I've been a homicide detective trying to solve homicide cases for years, and now I want to try to do something to prevent it.
And the officers are also using Facebook and Twitter in this program quite a bit, right?
They'll create sort of an avatar or a, you know,
a fake profile,
and they will send out friend requests. Then they can view the conversations. They've deciphered a lot of the street language that they use.
Is there any indication on that this program is working?
Yeah, there actually is a strong indication that it is successful. For instance, last year in Brownsville, there was like 154 teenagers in the program in Brownsville, and only 12 of them were rearrested for a robbery in all of 2012. And then in East Harlem, I believe, let's see, there's like 165 teenagers in the program, and only 8 teenagers were rearrested for robbery in all of 2012. There is an indication that the program is successful, although, as you point out, we're talking about a small set of teenagers out of a big universe.
Okay, Wendy Ruderman is a reporter for the New York Times. Wendy, thanks a lot.
Sure, thanks.